finishing the parak today. Good morning. Today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Daf Yud Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah. It was one flow of Gemara. We got to the Mishnah yesterday. Today is quite an easy Daf. And then tomorrow we'll finish the parak today and we'll start the new parak tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ofos, birds, v'hamanachos, or flour, ain osin tamura. You can't make tamura. Shalom Namar El Behema. It only says it by Behema. Well, the Beit HaLevi, not the Beit HaLevi, I'm sorry, the grids, the Brisk HaRav has a whole tumult. You can't make tamura in flour anyway. In a mincha anyway, because it's only kodesh and dekli. How do you even possibly do it? If you put it, how do you even do it? I'm being transferred the kedusha from the flour in this kli to the flour in my kitchen. It doesn't work no matter what. Then it's already kodesh regardless. So it's whole, you have to figure out how what does Mishnah even mean, right? Doesn't really make sense. The birds, yes, you could do technically, but it doesn't work anyway. Only works for animals. Hatibur, the tibur, bashutfin, or partners, ain't osim tamura. That doesn't work either. Partners can't do tamura or a carpet tibur. Shenemar, because it says lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir, which is in lashon yachid. Yachid osi tamura. Only a single individual can make tamura. Ve'ein hatzibur, the hashutfin osim tamura. A tzibur or partners cannot do it. No, then they cannot. They cannot. If your two partners own an animal together, you can bring a carpet together, and one of them decides, I'm going to make it, it doesn't work. Why? Because it's not owned. We're going to learn out of psukim. Why not? Kachi betek habayis ain't osim tamura. Kachi betek habayis also you can't make tamura. For example, I donate an animal. I'm supposed to do that anyway. You donate an animal of betek habayis, but anyway, you can't make tamura. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, I have a whole different reason why you can't make tamura. All these cases, a different reason. Not because it's lashon yachid or whatever. He says, V'hari meiser bechlal haya. Meiser was in the cloud. What does that mean? By a meiser behema, which is the tenth animal that comes out of the pen, the Torah says lo yomir. The Torah goes out of its way by meiser behema to say to you, you can't make tamura. Why does the Torah do that? So we have a rule. One of the rules is, lama yata, why did the Torah single out meiser behema, gezunt, to tell you you can't make tamura? Lo malach, to tell you, ma meiser karbon yachid. Just like meiser is a karbon yachid, yatsu karbonos tibur. Karbonos tibur are excluded. Ma meiser karbon mizbeach. Just like meiser is a karbon, yatsu karbonos betek habayis. So excluded are all animals that are donated for betek habayis. Okay? That's what he does with the pasuk of meiser. Okay? Now, next. Sorry, not next. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Yachol yehe kachi betek habayis osin tamura. I would think that betek habayis can make tamura. Talmud lomar. Carbon. No, it says carbon. Mi shenikru carbon. Only what's called a carbon. Yatsu betek habayis. What? I'm sorry. Yatsu kachi betek habayis. Excluded are kachi betek habayis. Shelo nikru carbon. They're not called a carbon. Okay? Good? Okay, very good. Now, there is one place in the Torah where kachi betek habayis is yes called a carbon. One place. Where's that place? That place is by the war of Midian. In Parshas Matos over there, the Torah calls the all the spoils, they're not karbanos, the Torah calls them the word carbon. Okay? So the Gemara asks, below? Is that true? Vatanya. The Rebbe says it like this. E carbon, if it would have said carbon, if it just has the word carbon, right? Shomei ani, I would know. I feel like kachi betek habayis shenikru carbon. Sometimes kachi betek habayis is yes called carbon. Kinyan shenemar, like it says, v'nakriv is carbon Hashem. That pasuk is in Parshas Matos, right? And it's referring to all the spoils of Midian. The point is, they made it all holy. They donated it all. The point is, it's called the word carbon. So even betek habayis is called carbon. So you tell me that tamura only works by a carbon? That applies to even betek habayis. I understand, but the Gemara, not the first time in Shas the Gemara does this. Right? You find a place where it's called one thing, so therefore you see there's an exception out to the rule, so the rule is Shas. So the Gemara answers, Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, V'il Pesach Olam Moed Lo Heviyu. Right? In other words, Kol Haba El Pesach Olam Moed, anything that's brought, anything that could be brought as a carbon, that would make you chayiv for shchut echot. But v'chol she'ein a bala pesach ol moed, ein chayiv and love mishum shchut echot. Right? Alma, what do you see? Ikri carbon, it's still called a carbon. Why would you not be chayiv for shchut echot? A separate reason, because it can't be brought as a carbon. What about tzvura? We have no way of knowing. Why should Bedek Abayit now not be in Tamura? Why should it not be in the world of Tamura? We said because of the word carbon. But you find carbon in Bedek Abayit too. Over there in Matos. So why should Tamura be excluded? We didn't answer the question. Now the Gemara answers, Amar Chanina lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Harab Shimon, Harabana. It's a machloket. Lirab Shimon, ikri carbon. According to Rab Shimon, Enochinami. Tamura is called carbon. So how do I get out of it? I get out of it from Meiser. It's not like Meiser, right? Meiser is not Bedek Abayit. Meiser is a real animal, real carbon. So that's how I get out of it. L'Rabbanon, lo ikri carbon. According to the Rabbanon, who don't learn from Meiser, they had the other psukim of singular, it's not called a carbon. Ask Gemara, what about the pasuk I just told you? I just called you a pasuk. For me, it's not called carbon. I just found your pasuk in Matos where it is called a carbon. So the question is below. Boksif and Akir is carbon Hashem. It is a carbon. It is referred to as a carbon. What are you talking about? So the Gemara answers, difficult answer. Yeah, carbon Hashem ikri. It's called a carbon. Carbon Lashem lo ikri. It's not called a carbon the way we call a carbon. Lashem. Lashem means a real carbon. What we call a carbon. What did they mean over there in Matos? They meant it's donated. That's all they meant. It's donated. It does not mean a real carbon like we call a carbon. A real carbon, then there is tamura. You want to say, for example, I donate the chair, I'm going to make the chair a carbon. Chairs can't be a carbon. That's not what you meant. What you meant was, I'm donating it. That's what they meant also. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Therefore, back to the old rule. The old rule is, only tamura can be done on carbonos, not on Bedek Abayit. Okay? Good? It's meaningless. If you said the word, it's like giving a ring to your sister. It's a meaningless act. Meaningless. Right? You don't treat me kind of meaningless. It doesn't have no effect. Right? We would think Tamur also is meaningless because it's an Aveira. But that's what we thought of them as Ephra like that. Remember? Okay. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. It says by Meiser Behema. It says Tanur Rabbanan. It says by Meiser Behema. Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra. Right? We don't care which animal the tenth one is when it comes out. We don't care if it's a mom. Lo yivaker tov l'ra. Don't choose big. It doesn't make a difference. Whichever one comes out. Right? Also, v'lo yamirenu. And you can't make tamura on a mice and behema. The Torah goes out of its way to say that. We're just repeating the Mishnah. That's what the doctor said. We repeat the Mishnah. Lo manemar. Why was that said? V'lo kfar nemar. But already said, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroso. Tov bara o rabito. Every carbon, you're not allowed to do tamura. Every carbon, you're not allowed to do tamura. Tamura is a general statement said by every carbon. Why is Torah repeating it again by Maisa? Lefi shenemar. Since it says by Tamura, Oyach lefenu, v'li amiroso, mashma carbon yachid. That's mashma carbon yachid. Carbon tzibur. It's also mashma carbon tzibur. Carbon, the carbon is beach, carbon bedek abayit. When it says loyach lefenu v'li amir, by Tamura, it's mashma any kind of carbon. Why should carbon tzibur not be included in this? Why not? Talmud lomar lo yivaker. That's why it says lo yivaker. It's a limud. No, only carbonos yachid. Only. Yeah, that's what it says lo yivaker. Exactly. No. That's the Tanakama. Amr Reb Shimon. That Reb Meisah b'chal hoya. Meisah was in the klal. V'lama yatsa. Loma lachma meisi carbon yachid. Carbon mizbeah. V'davar shabab b'chova. Just like Meiser is a carbon yachid, a carbon mizbeah. It's a chova. What's not a chova? The Gemara will ask that question on Amud Beis, right? Tmura only applies by a chol. So if I donate something out of the goodness of my heart, that's not a tmura, because it's not a chol. That's what he seems to say, right? It's only a chova, right? Ma'aseh b'him, you have to bring. You do a chatos, you have to bring it. Right? You do an asham, you have to bring it. You have a baby, you have to bring a carbon. Those are chovos. But if it's not a chov, the Gemara will ask that question in a minute. But davar she'eino b'shutfis, and also there's no partners, af kol carbon yachid, so to every carbon yachid, the carbon mizbea, v'davar shabab b'chova, v'davar shabab b'shutfis. Okay? All that is excluded from Maiser Behemoth. Okay? Good? Now, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Lama Yatsis, Maiser Meata. Why was Maiser excluded? Okay? Lama Yatsis. Why was Maiser excluded? Lama Yatsis, Maiser Meata. Lidon Tumuras Shmo U Tumuras Gufo. Okay? What on earth is that? Let's see Rashi. It's the second line on top there. Okay? The Svira Leila Rebbe. Rebbe holds the Mishum Kol Hani because of all the above mentioned things. Lo Itzrach. I don't need the Pasuk of Maiser to teach me all these exclusions that only applies by Tzibur, but not by Tzibur, not by partners, not by. I don't need them. Why? The Karban Yachid. How do I know it only applies by a Karban Yachid? De Lo Yomer Nafka. The Mashba Lashon Yachid. It says Lo Yomer. I don't need Maiser to teach me that. I already know that. And the carbon mizbeach. What about the fact that it has to be a carbon and not bedek abayit? The carbon nachka. I learned that from the word carbon. Alma, it's leila rebbe, the kachi bedek abayit is lower for carbon. Okay? I know that already. What about the davar shebechova? Has to be something for chol? But the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Because the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that if you donate an ola, that's called a chol. So of course Tmur replies by that. I had a chol. Yeah, but once you donated it, it becomes a chol. Once you promise to bring it, you have to bring it. So what's not a chol? So the Gemara is going to say what's not a chol is the strange cases where you have designated an animal for a carbon, you lose it, then you find another carbon, you buy another carbon, then you find the first one. Whatever to that one. That's not a chol now. That's the only non-chol that there is. Okay? So, where did Shimon learn that from? He learned it from Maiser. Just like Maiser's a chov, so do all chovos. Comes along Rebbe, everything you said is extra. Why? Now, the carbon shebechova, to come a Maiser Shimon minei, ola, right? That Shimon's going to learn out, ola haba min hamosaro, the ola that comes from extra, in other words, that's the case I just told you. You lose it, you send another one, then you find it. So it's called Moshe. It doesn't have to extra. I have nothing to do with this extra. Sevira Leila Rebbe. Rebbe learns it out. Mosaros, Linadavos, Tzibur Ozli. Rebbe's going to hold that becomes a carbon Tzibur. Going to be a machlokas about that? In other words, you donate a carbon. Then what happens to the, what happens? You lose it. So you donate another one. Then you find the first one. What happens to that one? So Rebbe's going to hold, it becomes a carbon Tzibur. No tumor anyway. Right? No tumor anyway. It's not yours. You already got your carbon. You did number two. And number one shows up, it becomes a carbon tibor. So according to Rebbe, I don't need the Maiser Pasuk for anything. It's all known already. I know everything that Shimon wanted to learn, I know it already. Umeresha demasnita nafkalan, the ain't tumor tibor, shrikas nami vilam yatlashan yachid. Everything's all known. Says Rebbe, so what do I do with all these extra, why did the Torah go out of its way to say Lo Yomir by Maiser? Okay? So Rebbe's going to answer as follows. That's brilliant. The halacha is by Maiser, let's say you're counting the sheep going out of the pen. One, two, three, you get to seven, eight, then your wife calls you. What do you want? And then you count 10 to the 9th. Then your son says, Daddy, you made a mistake. You counted the, then you count the 10th. Then your wife calls you again. And what happened was you called three animals 10. 9, 10, and 11. You all called 10. So what's the halacha? The halacha is all three of them become Maiser. That's the halacha. All three become Maiser. Only one's really Meiser. Only 10 is Meiser. Whatever the 9 and 11, they also become Meiser. Why? Because you called it Meiser. Okay? Now, the Gemara is only going to be busy with 11. Forget 10. I don't know why. The Tosafot says something about 9. The last Tosafot says something about 9. I didn't know why. The Gemara doesn't talk about 9. The Gemara is only going to talk about number 11. So number 11 really has the same din as Meiser. The question now is, can you do Tmura on number 11? You hear that? That's the question. That's why Meiser, the Torah goes out of Utsay by Meiser, to tell you that you can't do Tmura by Meiser, because by Meiser, there's really two types of Meiser. You can have real Meiser, which is called Meiser HaGuf. It is number 10. And then you have what's called, the Gemara calls it, Tmuras Shemo. It's only Meiser because you called it that. It's not really number 10. You called it that. No, it can't. How can number 11 be number 10? It's the 11th one that came out. The only reason why it's an issue, for some reason you called it, you don't know how to count. So go back to first grade, learn how to count, and you would make that mistake. But you don't know what you got sidetracked, and you made a mistake and you called it 10. So because you called it 10, it becomes a din of 10. That's called shmo. It's not really number 10. You called it 10. So what's the story? Does it have a din of tamura? By the way, that's just a question of tamura. There are going to be three questions that we're going to have. What? As a din of Meiser, right. So is it Meiser in every single respect? So there are three things, maybe no. And one of the three is going to be tamura. Okay? So here, now the Gemara raises Rabbi Omer. Lama Yatsis, why did the Torah go out of its way by Meiser to tell me that you can't do tamura? Me'ata lida, to tell me what Rav Shimon said? As Rashi, as we read the Rashi, I know that already. Lidon b'tmuras shemo, to teach me about tmuras shemo, where I make a tmura on the animal that's really number 11, and tmuras gufo, and the real number 10. When you do tmura on the guf itself, on the real number 10, right? Will the real number 10 please stand up? And you do tmura on that one. Lomalach, tmuras shemo, if the tmuras shemo, kreva. It's brought. Tmuras gufo, ain't kreva. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's not brought. What do you do with it? You wait for it to get a mum. Right? You wait for it to get a mum. Tmuras shemo nigeles. Tmuras shemo becomes nigeles. It means it can redeem it. What does that mean? That means if it gets a mum. What if it gets a mum? What if it had a mum all along? We said it doesn't make a difference. It comes out. So what happens to that animal? Or it gets a mum, right? Tumuras gufo ain't no negela. The tumura on the real one is not negelas. Rather, you eat it without redeeming it. Why? It says in the pasuk, this is not a psukim. Next, number 3, tumuras gufo chala al davar haroi v'al davar she'ein haroi. Tumuras guf applies whether it has a mum or not. However, the Tumuras Shemo ain't a chala ella al davar haroi bilvad. Only on something that really could be brought. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Let's see the next Rashi. Lefisha yatza maitza lidom with Tumuras Shemo. Right? We're just going to read it. Here, Rashi says, Dechziv le'el minei, it says before, u'lechol maitzer, umar binon, we make a rebuy, mi'vechol maitzer, sh'im kara la'asiri tishi, u'la'achar asar asiri, Shneim Kedushin. If you call 10-10, you call 11-10, they both become Kodesh. How do you... Oh, it doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry. Imkara Asiri Tishi. I'm sorry. You call 10-9. Ulacharasar Asiri. Oh, fine. You call 10-9. Fine. It doesn't make a difference. You call it 9 or you call it 10. It doesn't make a difference. It's 10. It is the 10th one. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's guf. It is number 10. And then you call 11-10. The Hainu Tumua Shmo. That's called Tumua Shmo. The Hilkach. Itzruch Lemichtov Nami Im Hamir Yami Renu. I need these apostates to tell me that you can't do Tumur by Meiser. Lidon but Tumuras Gufo. Teach you about Tumuras Guf. Im Hemid Behemoth Chulin Eitel Meiser. You take an animal from the flock next to this one. The Umar and you say, Zu Kizu. This one should be like that one. It says that's Betumura. It becomes a Tumura. The Elo Ksiva, had it not said that, I would have thought, well, about tomorrow, it would not work. Why? Kidamrina le kamon, davar shalay bechlal, biyatzal yudav b'davar chadash, behindu chidish, Tmura Shmo She'ena Kechol Kachim. Tmura Shmo is not like any other Kachim. The Shmo is not like any other Kachim. Ha'ave Amina Eilecha Ba'ela Kiducho Tmura Shmo. Ha'ave Tmura Gufo Lo. Ola Kadre Shkra. We have to lead up Tmura Shmo V'gufo. The Gemara's going to, I read it fast. The Gemara's going to answer Rashi just said. Now, we just said that if it's a Shmo, if it's Tmuras Shmo, meaning the Tmura of 11, right? Then number one, it's brought. Number two, it's Negeles. And number three, only if it's Roy. The Tmura's Gufo is not brought, is not Negeles, and it's Chalon even if it has a Mo. Okay? Now, think about it, that doesn't make any sense. Because I would think that Tmura's Guf is more similar to the real Maitre. So why is it not brought? Oh, so the Gemara asks, Amri, where am I? Amri Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana, the Isbe Tmuras Shmo, because the Torah comes along and tells you, by Maitre Behema, you have something called a Shmo, and something called a Tmuras Shmo. Right? It's not really Maitre. You called it a 10. Therefore, it's a din of 10. And now we're adding on a new thing. Not only can you have a din of 10, you can even have a Tmura on a din of 10. Right? We'll call it 11. You can have an 11, and you can have a Tmura on 11. Igri, if it becomes worse, it's worse, says Rashi, bottom line, the Kaparech. The top line, wide line. The Kaparech. Bishum de Rabbi Rachmana, the Ovid Tmura Shmo. Igra Migra, it's worse. Why is it worse? Delo Chayla Al Balmum, it doesn't work on a Balmum. Hakolshkein the Bailey Maids of a Tvei L'Chumra. All the more so, it should work on a Balmum. Hoil, the Chumra Kolkach, the Isay Tmura Shmo. If we're already saying that there's such a thing as Tmura on 11, why not on a Mum already? A regular Tmura works on a Mum. In other words, if you have a real case of Maitre, number 10, no mistake, number 10, and now you make Tmura on it, is there Tmura on a Balmum? The answer is yes. Why? Because it's nicer on a Balmum also. Number 10 has a Mum, it's still Maitre. So the halacha is, it's Tmura also on a Balmum. Okay, make sense? Makes sense. Now that we've invented this new thing called Shmo, it's number 11. Now we have Tmura Shmo. That doesn't work on a Balmum? Why not? So the Gemara answers, you're right, it doesn't work on a Balmum. Why? Damrinon, my de rubby, or my de low rubby, or low rubby. What do you want me to tell you? That what the Torah said does, yeah, and what the Torah said, no. And we've learned out of all these psukim that there is no tmuras shmo if it has a mum. Can I tell you? Baha mehechitesi, where'd you get that from? Why? Why is that true? What limudim got you there? Amar Rav Huna, Breda Rav Shua, Mishan Dahava, Dabra HaBal, Lidon, Dabra HaKadosh. Because we're making up a new thing now. Right? There's a new thing called Shmo, and then Tmura Shmo, Be'ein Bo Ela Chidusha Bavad. All we have is all the cards that were dealt. In other words, when there's a Chiddush, we have no right to extend it beyond what's normal, and therefore, we're stuck. Therefore, there is no Tmura Shmo by a Balmum. Why? Because the whole thing is a Chiddush. The whole thing is a Chiddush. I'm not extending the Chiddush beyond what is never a Balmum. Balmum never works. Right? Only works by Meiser. It's a Chiddush. By Tmura Shmo, it doesn't work. Okay? Which one? It's number 10? Okay, now you can do Tmura. What do you mean? You can do Tmura on any animal. I designated an Ola. Dead Ola. Now I make Tmura on it. I hear what you're saying. So what you're asking is the whole... Right, but just by... You have to be in carbon, no. Right. Correct. So, but you're both right. No. Because if you donate an Ola, what did you really want to do? You wanted to do your best job, Tasha. you win the lottery the next day, that's I'm going to bring that. I can pay now double the price. But by my trick is the 10th one. How can you be frummer? You can't be frummer. So the answer is you're right, and he's also right. The point is, just because the svara of tumur doesn't apply by a meiser, the halacha still does. Svara doesn't apply. We're assuming that the reason why somebody would do tumura is they want to do better. I regret that I donated such a lousy animal. I want to do a better one now. That's what we say the svara is. That might be the svara, but it applies to all animals, even though meiser doesn't make any sense. What do you mean want to be better? Right? So the answer is, by the way, that's exactly, maybe that's another reason why the Torah goes out of its advisor and tells you, no, there is two more of a miser. Right? Now, Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak L'Rava. L'Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, the Amar who said, Davar haba v'chova, olas chovahi. So he said, also, a tumor only applies by a chov. What does that mean? Olas chovahi. Right? It's an olas chova. What does it mean, olas chova? I have to bring an olah for some reason, right? A baby. However, olas kovahi the of the tamura. Olas adav alo. What if I donate an olah? There's no tamura because it's not a chov. It's a voluntary offering. Says the Gemara. Amale, no. Olas nadav anami. Given the kavlole of the tamura, since you promised to bring it, it becomes a chova. So what's not a chova? So, below Nitzdracha, what's not a chova? Ela la'ola haba min hamosaros. In ola that comes from the extras, from the leftovers. What does that mean? What? Right. You donate an animal. Then it got lost. Then you did donate number two. Then number one turns up. Then what do you do with number one? That animal now is called a moser. It's extra. We'll bring it when we have free time. They're not going to bring that on Yom Kippur. They're too busy. They'll bring it when they have some free time. And that animal, there's no tumura on it. Okay? Now, wait a minute. My kasavar. Wait a minute. E kasavar la kimanda arah masaris l'dinav tzibur azli. If you hold that this animal becomes a carbon tzibur, or what happens to it? It's not a carbon yachid. It becomes a carbon tzibur. But how do we? We'll take it. When we have time, we'll bring it as a carbon. Then pshita the law of the tumura. I ain't tumura, but tzibur. Anyway, it can't be brought. It's a tzibur. Anyway, there's no tumor. It's a tzibur. It's a tzibur animal. Ella, Rav Shimon Tzirulei Kaman. Who does Rav Shimon hold like? Kaman da Amar Mosaros L'Nadavos Yachid Azli. He must hold that a Moser becomes a carbon Yachid. Right? He has to hold that. Otherwise, what's not a chov? Right? You hear what's going on? He must hold that it becomes a carbon Yachid. However, who says it's a carbon yachid? Man shematle, hai svara. Who holds it's a carbon yachid? Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds something else which doesn't make sense. Hashma'in and lebahi behedya of the tamura. But he holds that such an animal does make tamura. Titanya, ola haba min amasaros of the tamura. Osa tamura. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that this moser, which is, by the way, a carbon yachid, does make tamura. And Rav Shimon holds, it doesn't. But the only way to hold it is you hold it's a carbon yachid. That's Rav Eliezer, it's a circle. So the Gemara answers, who said that Rav Shimon has to hold, like everything Rav Eliezer said? Rav Shimon, Savala kivasei b'chada, upala galei b'chada. He holds like him halfway, not always. The Rav Eliezer, Savar, Rav Eliezer holds, ola haba min amosaros, osa tamura. Rabbi Eliezer holds an animal that's a mosar is a tamura. The ihu savar, however, Rabbi Shimon holds, ain osa tamura. It does not make a tamura. However, I agree with my colleague, Rabbi Eliezer, that it's a carbon yachid, but it doesn't make tamura. Okay? Good? Excellent. Now, remember on Shabbos, Friday and Shabbos, those impossible dots, with all those questions that the questions were, can you do tamura again? Remember we had those crazy cases. You have an animal, you got a mum, you made tamura, you made tamura, got a mum, you lost it, you found it, all those crazy cases. In there, what was the underlying question? The question was, can you do tamura twice? So to one animal, for sure no. But here, either it's a different animal, or it's the same animal, now the kedusha changed. How did the kedusha change? Because it used to be an asham. Now I lost it. So I brought number two. Then number one showed up. Now it's a different carbon. What's the story now? I want to know if I could do tamura. We had that, remember those, that was 2 days ago? And everything ended up to being a teiku? Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Who holds that you can make it tamura? Ihachi. If everything you just said is true, that what? That Rav Shimon holds. It's a carbon yachid, but there is no tamura that's possible. Right? It's a carbon yachid, but no tamura is possible. Why? Because it's not a chol. But it's a carbon yachid. No tamura is, why is it not a chol? Because I already got my kapara from animal number two. Because one I lost, then one I found. So what happens to one? The kedusha now changes. It went from an asham to an ola. It's a carbon yachid, but there's no possibility of tamura. Why? Because it's not a chol. Ihachi, the boy Rav Avin, when Rav Avin asked all those difficult questions, hifrish asham, you set aside an asham. Let's chaper bo, to be a kafar for you. The hamir, and then you did tamura. Then bo. Then let's chaper bo asham acher. Then you got animal number two. Then v'nitzik del ola. Then number one was found and turned into an ola. Mahu shiachzer v'yamer bo. Right? What was the question? The question was, can you do tamura again? You did tamura already on it. When you did tamura, it was an asham. Now it's an ola. Can you do tamura again? That was the question. What was the answer? The answer was taken. So the question is, Aliba deman. Who is the answer? Who's this question going like? Aliba de Reb Shimon. Elaim Aliba de Reb Shimon. Is it Reb Shimon? Ha Amarta, Reb Shimon. Svirule ola habama namasar, enos and tamura. Here, Reb Shimon just said that it can't make tamura. Why? Because it's not a chol. It can't be Reb Shimon. Who else could it be? There's only one other choice. It could be everybody in the world that argues on Reb Shimon. Who are they? They're called the Chachamim. The problem is, the Gemara doesn't say this, but the problem is it can't be them either. Why not? Because they hold you can do tamura again. They hold you can do tamura again even if the kedusha doesn't change. Right? Even if the kedusha doesn't change, you can do tamura again. So surely if the kedusha changes, you can do tamura again. Right? Changes now. Maybe it's a different animal, different carbon, different kedusha. There's no shaila about that. They even held if it doesn't change, you can do tamura again. What's the question like? What kind of question was this? This was a question that nobody holds like it. What's the story? Can you do tamura again? According to the Chacham and Tana Kasha, and according to Rav Shimon, the answer is no. So what's the question? Okay? The answer, listen to this answer. Rav Avin, hachi kami boyele. Here's what Rav Avin's question was. E mishkachas tano. If there would be a tano, dekoi kriv shimon. That would hold like Rav Shimon, to Amar, ein marmin chosin amam, that you cannot do tamura again. Visvir le kribi eliezer. And he also hold like Rabbi Eliezer, to Amar, all the most above and amasar, to tamura. Mahu shiachzir v'yamir bo. Bishani, Bishne Gufin, right? What's the story if it's two goofs? Or the Kedusha Acha, right? That was the first question that he had. It was two goofs with the same Kedusha. What does that mean? One's an Asham, then two became an Asham. What happened to one? Well, one, you did Tamura, then you lost it. And then you got two. Now, before you do anything, can I do Tamura now? It's two animals, but it's the same Kedusha. It stands in the shoes of one. And then we said, Im Tim Shalama Kedusha Acha, Tolo, right? Then what about if it's a different animal with different kedushas, right? Ella shtei kedushos beguf echad, two kedushas in one animal, meaning one was an asham, you made tamura on it, then you lost it, so you got two. Then one was found, that one becomes now an ola. So it's two kedushos two kedushas in one body. Correct. What was the question? Can you do tamura on that? Right? Shtei kedushos beguf echad mai anti boy. We didn't answer it. We didn't answer it. So the question is, if there would be somebody that held this way, what would the halacha be? There is nobody that holds this way. But if there would be, what would the halacha be? That was Rav Avin's question. So we spent two days, brutal daf, on something that didn't exist. And the answer was a takeaway anyway. Says the Yad Malachi, see from here, the you're allowed to learn this way. If you're allowed to learn on things that don't exist, think about what we just think about. No, not the whole Gemara. No. Think about this. What's the story with Beis Shammai? Now, we don't all like Beis Shammai. But what does Beis Shammai? What does Beis Shammai say? The following case. It's a real case with a real person. Here is a real case with a fake person. When do we ever have this? Nobody holds this way. Are you allowed? No. What? So we have something to have. Well, what about a flying? What about flying camels? That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist either. You're right. They're very rare. Think about it. The person doesn't exist. We always have. Maybe they're outlandish. How do you get here from here to there so fast? The guy's X-ray vision, he can see miles and miles away. Right? What's the answer? Maybe there was a camera. Right? There was a video, a short circuit hookup. Right? Malachi says, you see from here, you're allowed to learn on hypothetical. You're allowed to learn on questions don't exist. Why? Just as Marty said, to get to the point. That's very novel. Very, think of how rare it is. Many times we're learning, we'll spend a week on somebody, or a week on Beis Shammai. Back and forth, Beis Shammai. We don't like him anyway. That's not the same thing. He's a real person. Just because we don't hold like him, it's good to know what his faras are. It's as far as we'll come up later when we do hold like somebody, right? You say the svaras exist, even though the person doesn't exist. There's no person. I thought it was fascinating. But what do you see? You see how far we go to learn Torah. Even when the made up people. We're making up people now just to drive home the point. That's an amazing bar. I thought it was amazing. No? On that note, Hadrilacha Kol Mamrin, Hadrilacha Kol Mamrin, Hadrilacha Kol Mamrin. Tomorrow we begin Perek number 2, right? Perek number 2, a perek called Yesh B'Karbanos, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.